You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Substitute teacher Jennifer Hale overhears a seventh grade student talking about wanting to vape. So what does she do? Call his parents? No, she offers the boy her own vape pen. Hale, 50 years old, tells the class not to tell anyone, but police arrive on campus before the end of the school day. When Hale is cuffed on child abuse, she tells cops, quote, "I just wanted to fit in." With who? All the other offenders behind bars? Florida cops get nearly a dozen calls about a man dancing naked out in the street. Dante Gauthier strips naked in the median and dances right there until drivers convince him he's not safe. He then strolls over to a nearby gas station and continues to dance naked. Store employees eventually convince him to at least put on some shorts. Cops find Gauthier rolling on the floor and laughing. Well, he's arrested on indecent exposure. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
On Tuesday night, as Prince Harry and his wife Meghan left a charity event in New York City, photographers trailed them in their car. The couple momentarily sought refuge at a police station before being whisked away in a yellow taxi cab. The chase and media craze brought to mind the Paris car chase that claimed the life of Princess Diana in 1997. However, police claim that no one was wounded in this incident. The royal couple raised eyebrows Wednesday when their representative claimed that they had been involved in a, quote, near catastrophic car crash through the streets of Manhattan while being followed by paparazzi. That incident prompted New York City Mayor Eric Adams to call the paparazzi reckless and irresponsible for the chase. An Islamic extremist who killed eight people with a truck on a bike path in Manhattan on Halloween 2017 has been given 10 life sentences and an additional 260 years in prison. The court criticized the unrepentant and defiant defendant's crimes as, quote, callous and cowardly. With more now, Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Saifullah Saipov claimed to have carried out the terrorist assault on behalf of the Islamic State group. U.S. District Judge Vernon S. Broderick described the conduct in this case as, quote, among the worst, if not the worst, I've ever seen. After a jury rejected the death penalty in March, a life sentence was required. Nevertheless, the prosecution had requested that Broderick give 2 concurrent life sentences and 8 consecutive life sentences. They also sought an additional 260 years to send a strong message to other terrorists with similar ideologies. And the judge did just that. Saipov then spoke for the majority of an hour incoherently about the origins of religions and how the devil played a crucial role in the development of the human race.
Saipov, a 35-year-old citizen of Uzbekistan and former resident of New Jersey, is expected to serve his prison term at the maximum security prison in Florence, Colorado, for the murders of tourists and a New Yorker on October 31, 2017. A man already accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students by stabbing them has now been indicted by a grand jury. This now allows the prosecution to forego a week-long preliminary hearing that was scheduled for late June. The murders of Zaina Kernodle, Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonzalez on November 13, 2022 at a rental house close to the University of Idaho campus led to the arrest of Brian Koberger late last year. He was charged with burglary and 4 counts of first-degree murder in connection with those crimes. The death stunned the friendly and relatively quiet communities of Moscow, Idaho, and Pullman, Washington, where Koberger was a graduate student researching criminology at the time. 6 years after she was said to have been kidnapped by her mother, an Illinois girl whose abduction was featured on Netflix's Unsolved Mysteries has been found alive in North Carolina. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Kayla Unbehan, now 15, was only 9 years old when she vanished in 2017 while in the care of her mother, Heather Unbehan. According to an arrest record, the 40-year-old woman was arrested Saturday in Asheville, North Carolina, on a fugitive charge. A court clerk reported Tuesday that she had been freed on bond. Her subsequent court appearance is set on July 11th. A police spokeswoman says that a woman at the Asheville Plato's Closet store recognized Kayla from published media about the case and alerted the police. Kayla vanished on or around July 4th, 2017. According to a GoFundMe page set up by Kayla's father, Ryan Isberka, after the girl vanished, she had last been seen in her mother's custody after a 4th of July parade in Wheaton, Illinois. On July 5th, 2017, Isberka says he was due to meet Unbehan to pick up his daughter, but the two never showed up.
Kayla's disappearance was one of numerous purported family abduction stories featured on a November 2022 episode of the Netflix series Unsolved Mysteries.
Mary Flynn plans to host a Super Bowl party starting 4:30 p.m., sets out all the food and activities. At 2:40, she FaceTimes her son and mentions she's going on a walk. 4:30, friends and family show up for the party, but she's not home or answering her cell. Her phone and other belongings found inside the home. Searches of the neighborhood reveal no clues. Flynn, 59, now missing 3 years since that Super Bowl Sunday. If you have information on Mary Flynn's disappearance, call Gloucester Police Department, 978-282-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.